Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So from a domestic worker to a medical doctor, I've now got the absolute pleasure of chatting to Dr. Pamela Mahlangu, medical officer at Tembisa Hospital. Doctor, does that not sound good?
Oh, it sounds very good. Good afternoon, Gary, and good afternoon to all everyone who's listening at home.
And Doctor, thank you so much. What a privilege to be talking to you this afternoon. I loved reading your story. Talking to you is an absolute honor. And please, can you take us through your journey? Because it's the most inspirational story I have heard. And from you yourself, can you take us through your journey to become a doctor?
I'll do that. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's a privilege for me to be sharing my story as well. I grew up in a place called Phoenix in KZN, Durban. Did all of my primary school, high school there. So as I was growing up, I was going to church. There was a lady at church who just needed help with washing the dishes for a Christmas Eve dinner. This is around 2008. At the time, I'm about 14 years of age. So it was a very like casual request from this lady who was the helper to Val Shirley in Palm Springs Village at the time. And she just needed help for one day. And very casually, I also said, yes, I'll do so. And I'll help her with just washing the dishes. But over the years, I kept going back, and the family just loved me and took me in as their own as well. And I was using that cash as just extra money to assist me with some of my very basic needs, like toiletries or buying school uniforms, some clothes, and some textbooks here and there, even as I went to varsity. So I continued to do that up until 2017. That's when I graduated from UKZN Medical School.
Well, it is such a great, great story. So what actually motivated you sort of earlier on to become a doctor, a medical doctor?
So I've always been interested in working with people and being more than anything a change agent. And because I always enjoyed science as well, I thought that what is the best combination of wanting to be a change agent, wanting to help people, and also continue to pursue an academic career or profession. So I felt that doing medicine was what would fit best with my personality and me wanting to make a difference in the world. So I continue to pursue it, and I'm finally here now.
That's just such a wonderful story. And, I mean, what was your, if you think back on the studying and the working and everything and saving, and it couldn't have been easy, what was your single biggest challenge, would you say?
Sure. I think the single biggest challenge, there were many, but it is just to name one. It would just be the perception that people have around working as a domestic worker, and their view that if you are working as a domestic worker or a helper or whatever low-class work or unskilled work, to put it that way, that you possibly do not have dreams greater than that. And I hope that through the work that I'm doing and with this story just being viewed by so many people across the country and possibly throughout the world, I'm able to then create a new perception about people who are doing unskilled labor, that they can be doing greater things than what they are at the moment. So as in my case, I was just doing what I felt like was necessary at the time, but it didn't speak necessarily to who I would be or who I was aspiring to be in the future. So it's just changing perceptions and views that people may have around unskilled labor. And, you know, I always say that just know that your domestic worker has dreams that go beyond your kitchen table.
I love that, dreams beyond your kitchen table. And yours is such an inspiring story. It's going to motivate so many other people. And I think so many people are so proud of you. Your family must be so proud of you.
And
particularly your mother. I mean, because I know you mentioned your mother and the influence from your mother. And I mean, she must be so proud today.
Yes, she is. She is very proud. So my mom raised us single-handedly, and after going through a divorce, that is. So for her to just watch and see her children grow and achieve their dreams, I think for her is a dream come true, in fact, as well. And she's just such a woman of inspiration. She's a woman of strength. And a lot of my character and who I am, I get from her. So it must be a moment for her as well to just be watching all of this come to fruition.
It must be so amazing for her and for your family. Did you ever feel like sort of throwing in the towel, giving up along the way?
No, I think, you know, we just people of strength and resilience. Even though there were a lot of challenges and a lot of things that may have been setbacks at the time, life didn't go smoothly. But I hope that this is a story more than anything of just someone who rises beyond everything and every circumstance just to push forth and become what it is that they are aspiring to be. So even if there were challenges, I rose above and beyond those.
Wonderful, wonderful story. And lastly, where to from here with your medical career now?
So currently I'm working at Tembisa Hospital as a medical officer within the internal medicine department. And I just completed a diploma in HIV management with the College of Medicine South Africa. I am currently working towards specializing. So I would just be to study, wanting to study a bit further in terms of getting into specializing as a specialist physician or an internal medicine specialist. So that's where I'm heading at the moment. And I think also I'd like to do a whole lot more community work and just to spread my story throughout all nations, especially within the country, especially among young people who may not have a great background, just for them to be inspired and just for them to be able to reach for their dreams. So that's what I'd like to be able to do.
And this has been my absolute pleasure to interview you, Dr. Pamela Maklangu, medical officer at Tembisa Hospital. All the very best. And you are an absolute treasure to South Africa, and we wish you all the very best for the future. And thank you for making time for us today.